With all of the uncertainties we've lived through during the worldwide coronavirus pandemic, closed borders, putting off family celebrations, taking precautions whenever we're out in public, it's all made me rethink what we should get out of traveling when we're ready to hit the road again. Hi, I'm Rick Steves, and travel is my middle name. I bet you're feeling it too. Not being able to safely leave home for more than a year has been tough, but it's also required us to think twice about what we really value, what we really want out of life, the kind of world we want to live in, and the kind of world we want to leave for future generations. That's where we're going on this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves. We'll share some conversations I've been having with the hosts of Boston Public Radio on what we can do now to get ready for great travel experiences that lie ahead. And the Dean of American Travel Writers, Paul Theroux, shares lessons he's learned from more than 50 years of exploring the world. When the editors of The Atlantic asked me to write an essay about what it's been like not to travel, it gave me an opportunity to reflect on why we travel. I realized it doesn't always mean going far away as I took a closer look at employing a traveler's mindset right here in the place I call home. The essence of traveling doesn't require a passport or a plane ticket. A good traveler can take a trip and never leave his or her hometown. At least, that's been my mantra during this pandemic. Hi, I'm Rick Steves. For the last 30 years, I've spent 4 months in Europe each year, writing guidebooks, producing travel TV, and leading bus tours. Since mid-March, I've been locked down. I've slept in the same bed. I've eaten dinner at the same table with the same person. A weekly venture to the supermarket? That's my big excursion. There's nothing in my pockets, nothing on my calendar. The only things I'm wearing out are my favorite slippers. I'm home for my first Seattle summer since 1980. Being homebound, I've tried to apply a traveler's perspective to the current crisis. Now that I'm focusing my wanderlust on my own hometown, I'm able to find the equivalent of sightseeing highlights just down the street. Cultural eurekas in my own neighborhood that I'd never before appreciated. Before the pandemic, I didn't think to savor the little nearby joys in the same way that I do while I'm abroad. To be honest, I ignored them. Now, I'm no longer blind to local treasures. Treasures right here in Edmonds. The evocative tone of the ferry's horn. The majesty of my hometown sunsets. Stuck here at home, I've been pondering a big question lately. Why do I travel? Reviewing my own approach to travel, at first it was the bucket list vacation. You know, having fun checking iconic sites off my list. Then, it was being inspired by the sites, by better understanding them. For example, looking into the eyes of Michelangelo's David and seeing the spirit of European civilization eyeing the bully of medieval darkness, believing he could conquer it and then, with confidence, step boldly into the modern age, the Renaissance, humanism. And finally, I traveled to get out of my comfort zone, to find out who I am in the vast scheme of things, and then to fly home with that very best souvenir, a broader perspective. I didn't have an agenda, but that's the natural evolution I've enjoyed on the road over all these decades. Growing, or you could say maturing, from tourist to traveler to pilgrim. During this pandemic, I'm making a point to employ my appetite for travel fun right here. I'm savoring new-to-me experiences at home, getting comfortable with my first electric drill, dancing to a Rolling Stones concert on TV, playing my piano in the dark. While I may be well-traveled, in many ways, I'm quite a bumpkin. I'm well-versed in Italian cuisine, yet lost, absolutely lost in my own kitchen. I've never actually cooked until this year. Literally never made pasta, never used olive oil, never cared that there are different kinds of potatoes. Now, like someone experiencing the delights of Europe for their first time, I thrill at the sensation of a knife cutting through a crisp onion. While for the time being we can't visit great museums, cathedrals, or monuments, we can be inspired by books, movies, lectures, and conversations. We can explore our backyards as if on the road. Lately, I've read the historic plaques in my own hometown. I've wandered through our little cemetery, and I've admired the church steeple. even if it's just a painted cross mounted on hardware store dowels. I'm also dusting off old passions. I sifted through the brittle postcards that I sent home from my earliest backpacking trips. And I oiled up my old trumpet, which had sat in the darkness of its case since I was in college. With each sunset these days, I play taps from my deck. The neighbors come out, whoop and clap, and we're reminded as the sun dips out of sight that we are in this together, and that we're blessed with our health, with a beautiful environment, and with each other. This crisis has made me aware of things I'd come to take for granted. For my entire life, spending 3 months a year in Europe has been routine. Now, grounded at home, I see clearly how the very act of jetting around the world is a privilege. And reflecting on the suffering this pandemic is causing both near and far, I'm also mindful of how I'm privileged. Privileged to be able to work from home for a steady paycheck, compared to underpaid essential workers, those who've lost jobs, and families who are struggling. Travel teaches us that there's more to life than increasing its speed, and this quarantine has been therapy for a workaholic like me. Perhaps the pandemic is the universe's way of telling us all to just slow down. And like travel, this crisis is reminding us of how we need each other. While I've always understood intellectually the importance of the people who protect us, suddenly I look differently at nurses, bus drivers, and grocery clerks. I'm more thankful for the man who cleans my office in the wee hours so I can safely go to work. While the future is uncertain, approaching the world as a traveler, even while locked down, can make us less afraid. I'm confident that sooner or later, we'll be planning trips and packing our bags again. In the meantime, I'll be patient, and I'll continue to embrace life with the traveler's spirit right here at home. On the road, I find myself saying, life is good. I say it a lot. And even while homebound during a pandemic, I find there's still plenty to be thankful for, and many reasons to strive for a world where everyone can say, life is good. So let me wish you happy travels, even if we're all just staying home for a while. I sure hope you're able to join me in saying that life is good, even with the challenges we're facing these days, both personally and as a society. One of the things I rely on and value in my community is the services offered by a good public radio station, like the one you're listening to right now. We're taking this opportunity to remind you how important listener support is to maintain the service of non-commercial public radio. When it's time to raise the dollars to keep this station strong and healthy, you know that this station is not a charity, it's a service. And if you're enjoying it and can afford to help out, it's only right to do so. It's our financial support that makes all the difference in keeping public radio an important part of the kind of community we want to live in. And you get to decide what dollar amount works for you. A one-time annual gift is great, but sustainer plans, that means a steady and automatic monthly payment, that's the modern, efficient, and preferred way to help out. You're not giving more, you're just on board at a regular monthly level. It's fast, it's easy, you're in total control to up it or lower it or stop it whenever you like, and you don't need to wonder if you're up to date with your ongoing membership. Supporting public radio gives me great peace of mind. Please, take advantage of this wonderful opportunity right now to become a supporting member of your public radio station. It's never been more important that we have this oasis of thoughtfulness, this depot of quality programming on our dial. Thank you so much.